Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And it is September 19, 2020. And I greet everyone in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And I just want to remind everyone that, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to glorify His name. Let's glorify His name. Let us give Him praise and honor. Because, folks, in the beginning, the Lord God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. Principalities and powers, dominions and thrones, galaxies and everything that is in it. Let me tell you, God, our Lord God is powerful, and He is, there is no other God like Him. There is no other God but Him. He alone is God, and there is none but Him. And we are not to be afraid. We are not to be ashamed. We are not to be scared of any powers out there. We are not to be afraid of government. We are not to be afraid of demons. We are not to be afraid of fallen angels, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And the second one is like it. We are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. I remember, I remember telling the Lord, Father, I don't know how to love you. Show me how to love you. I don't think I've ever loved you. And I said, Father, would you please show me how to love you? Would you please teach me how to love you? I want to love you the way you desire for me to love you. And the Lord said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I thought within myself, have I not kept your commandments, Lord? And the Lord said to me, He said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And folks, at that point, I couldn't deny. I mean, folks, when we stand before the Most High, when we stand before Him on that day, when the Lord God put our sins before us, when He convict us, there is no way we're going to stand before Him and say, no, Lord, somebody's lying on me. No, Lord, I didn't do this. Lord, I'm not guilty. Our conscience are going to convict us without we even think. Without even thinking for a second, we are going to be convicted. And when the Lord said to me, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day, the words just flew out of my mouth. I am guilty, Lord. I have never kept your Sabbath day, and I don't know how to keep it. I don't know what it means to keep it. And I said, would you please show me how to keep the Sabbath day? Would you please show me everything I need to know about the Sabbath day? And I wrote several articles on the Sabbath day, and these are revelations from the Lord. And the Lord would wake me up all hours of the night. Sometimes the Lord is so gracious. The Lord knows that I go to work during the day, during the week, and the Lord would wake me up mostly on Friday night, Friday mornings, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. The Lord will just sometimes, during the day too. But the Lord would just, it would just be as if someone was literally writing on the scrolls of my heart. The information would just come in. You know, the scripture tells us that holy men of old were moved. I can't even remember how the scripture goes. It says like something to the effect that they were moved as the Holy Spirit was writing on their heart or something. Or the Holy Spirit put it in their heart or moved them to write these scriptures. So I gotta look up for that. Look up that scripture and remind myself of it. But so it's as if the Lord God is writing on my heart, and I would just be saturated with the truth, with about the Sabbath day, and I would have to get up and write them down, type them up. And sometimes I would just, the Lord God would just give me, have me quote in scripture, and I would go into the Bible and start reading the scripture, and from the scriptures, the Lord would reveal further to me. So, and I remember the Lord woke me up one night, and the Lord said to me, "You have kept the greatest commandment." And I just woke out. The Lord just woke me out. And I just, as the Lord said that to me, I woke up very sleepily and I said, "Yes, Father." And I just went right back to sleep. And then the reason why I choose this topic tonight, "If you love me, keep my commandments. You shall abide in my love," is because I was reminded of what, when the Lord woke me up to another instant. And the Lord woke me up on one other night, and he said to me, "I am the vine and you are the branch. And what does the branch do?" And I said, "Lord, the branch bear fruit." And that was it. I just fell right back to sleep. And that was like early, like maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sabbath morning. And as soon as I woke up in the morning, I just reached for my Bible and I opened up the Bible, and the Bible opened up to the very page that the Lord was just speaking to me during the night, John chapter 15. So I'm going to read John chapter 15. Here, John chapter 15. I'm just going to read from verse 1. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bear fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me." And this spoke so much to me because it reminds me of the other topics that I touched, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I just want to point that out, that many people, even prominent pastors, they're preaching that Adam and Eve eat from the tree to pick the apple or to pick the fruit from the tree, and they ate the fruit. Folks, it was not a fruit tree. It was not a fruit, and it was not a tree, a literal fruit or a literal tree. Lucifer is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. There is not such a tree in the world that call a tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's Lucifer, who is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the same way our holy Yeshua is called the tree of life. And it's the same way we are called branches. We are called branches. Yeshua is the vine. He is the mainstay of the tree. He is the trunk of the tree, or the body of the tree. So he is the trunk or the vine, and we are the branches that hang off the tree, and we abide in him. And it says here, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away," and "every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth fruit." What it means is that we have to abide in Christ, meaning we have to abide in his word. We have to abide in his truth. We have to abide by his commandments. On a and his laws and his statutes and his precepts. We have to believe in him. We have to trust in him, and we have to walk in his word. That means we abide in him. We abide in his truth and everything he stands for. And if we do not abide in him, we do not love him and abide in him and keep his commandments, then we are broken off of him. We are separated from him. We are separated from him, and we will perish. But if we abide in him, he says here, every branch that beareth fruit, those of us who abide in him, we bear fruit. And it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, kindness, perseverance, all the fruit of the Spirit we help to save others, we help the poor, whatever it takes to help our neighbors. We preach the good news to the hungry and the poor, and not physical hunger or physical poor, but the hungry are in the spirit and the poor in spirit. Then every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. I mean, what does it mean to prune? It means to take away. So if those of us who are in Christ, if we're bearing fruit, if there are certain things in our life that doesn't glorify the Lord, the Lord God cut it away. The Lord God separate us. Like, why do you think sometimes God separate people from us? Sometimes God will separate you from your loved ones, from your mother, your father, your husband, your children, your sisters, your brother, your friend, from the church. He will prune you away, and sometimes his pruning can be very painful. And so the Lord God will take you away from the world by even cutting you down, allow you to be cut down physically, in order to prune you away, because we don't listen, so that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He said, if we abide in him, in his words, in his ways, in his laws, and I abide in you, meaning that if his word have a place in us, and his love have a place in us, he said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. No, because if we are separated, if we are broken off, if a branch is broken off of the trunk of the tree, it's going to wither away and die. It's not going to live. It's same way with us. If we're not abiding in the word and in the truth and in the love of Christ, we are separated. We are broken off of his the connection between us and God. The lifeline is broken off. Except we abide in the vine. But if we choose to come back to the vine, then he joins us up back to himself, and we are nourished by the Holy Spirit. He said, no more can you except you abide in me. He said, I am the vine. And this is what the Lord said to me while I was asleep, and he woke me out of my sleep. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. So the why did I choose this chapter is because, like I said, Lucifer, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is not a tree. It's Lucifer, and the fruit is not a fruit, but it's the walk of the flesh. Just like how it says, I am the vine and you are the branch, and you cannot bear fruit unless you abide in me. So Lucifer bear fruit. And the fruit of Lucifer is nothing but lust of the flesh, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lies, murder, backbiting, and all these things. These are fruit of the flesh. These are fruit of works of the flesh. Just like if we don't bear fruit of righteousness, it's the same thing. I don't understand why people would think that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is a literal tree and literal fruit, but this verse in this chapter of John chapter 15 is not literal tree, but it's you and I are the branches, and Yeshua is the vine. You are the branch. I am the vine, and you are the branch. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. So if we do not abide in the love of God and in his word and in his commandments, I'm sorry, every time I'm talking, my throat just clogs up on me. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, if we abide in his love, if we abide in his word, if we abide in his commandments and in his laws, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, everything he says in his word, we are not to add to his word, we are not to take away, we are not to throw out, we are not to put our own 2 cents. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Here is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Here again, he's talking about fruit. The Father is glorified when we bear much fruit. So are you my disciples. Can a human being, can you and I bear fruit? Like fruit, like an apple? No, we cannot bear fruit. He's talking about the works that we do. We do for others. We do in the name of Christ. We love others. We take care of others. We preach the gospel. We win souls for Christ. This is the type of fruit the Lord is talking about. Just the same with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is not a tree. It's a fruit. It's Lucifer. As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Here it goes, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. There we go, in John chapter 15. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. I don't understand why there are so many people preaching out there that the commandments are of no effect. If we don't keep God's commandment, no. They're saying, okay, they're not necessary to be saved, for you to be saved. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Keeping the Lord's commandments is very much necessary for you to be saved. Because Yeshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, he that love me, yet keep my commandment. He that love me, not keep it, not my commandment. So how can we say we love God if we don't keep his commandment? And if we don't keep his commandment, then we don't love him. And if we don't love him, how can we go into heaven? How can we expect to be redeemed if we're not respectful unto his commandment? And that's why he died. That's why he died, to set us free from our sins, to redeem us unto himself. He didn't die so that we could go run around and do things and trash his commandments and dishonor him and disobey him. He died so that when we sin, when we break the commandments, when we are weak, that his blood and his death redeemed us, and we can be restored back unto him, and we can be forgiven. Why do you think when the children of Israel back in the day break the commandments, they were being stoned to death? They died. They were being put to death. Do you think that God is just? Yes, he is. And if he's just, and the children of Israel was put to death because they break the commandments, what makes you think that God is going to put them to death but not put us to death? God is a just God, and he's going to make sure that these people that was put to death for breaking the commandment before the grace of God stepped in, he's going to make sure that they have a second chance. He's going to make sure of that. But you and I are not going to have a second chance because we have it right now. We are not being put to death. We are given grace. And grace is God's mercy mingled with time. Back in the day, when a woman or a man is caught in adultery, they're stoned to death. There was no mercy, and it didn't give them time to repent. But now, we have grace. When we sin, God gave us that his grace. And grace is the mercies of God mingled with time. He gave us time to repent, and he took pity on us, and he have mercy on us. If you love me, keep my commandments. All of his commandments, folks. He that love me, keep my commandments. He that love me not, keepeth my commandments. Even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Folks, the enemy, Satan, is a liar and the father of lies. He hates you and I, and he wants us to die in the pit of hell with him. He doesn't want us to go back to be reunited with the Father. He doesn't want us to go back into heaven because he knows that he has no chance of getting back there. So he doesn't want us to go there. You and I need to understand that we are spiritual beings living in a physical body. This body is enmity to God. This body is enmity to the Spirit of God. This body lusts after the things of the flesh and the things of this world. But when we seek God and when we seek to love him and to obey his voice and to obey his commandment, then what does he do? He gives us the strength and he gives us the power and he gives us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to walk according to his word, to walk according to his love, to walk according to his word. We show respect unto him. We show honor unto him. We show that we love him by doing what he asks us to do. Lucifer, on the other hand, doesn't want us to honor and respect our Father. He wants us to die with him. This is why he fell in heaven and he drew one-third of the angels of heaven. You and I are part of that one-third of the angels of heaven. I don't know about you, but I want to go back where I was before. I want to be reunited back to the Father's side. I want to be grafted back in. In Hebrews, it says, well, because of unbelief, we were separated from him. And if we abide not still in unbelief, we will be grafted back in. Unbelief comes from the wicked one. Satan put that in the minds of the angels in heaven. That's why you want to talk of the angels in heaven. He put lies into their minds against the Most High, and they doubted God. we doubted him, and so it is. Lucifer came down and God made a plan to restore us back unto himself by putting Adam and Eve in the garden. And what happened? He put doubt in Eve's mind, in Eve's heart. He put doubt in Adam's heart about God's commandment. There you go again. He caused them to doubt God's commandment and to break the commandment of the Father. So that's why he said, did God really say? God doesn't really mean it that way. He just meant it this way. So there's doubt, folks, and we can't allow Lucifer to put doubt in our mind when it comes to the Most High Word. And so why many preachers are preaching that the commandments are nailed to the cross, that they have no effect anymore? Because this is Lucifer in the spirit of doubt in the minds of these people, and they're saying, well, God doesn't really mean it, that we should keep his command. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He said, these commandments, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that keepeth my commandments and do them, he deserves love me. And this is John chapter 15, please. Lucifer is full of guile and he's full of deception. Matthew chapter 3, verse 10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root. Can I put so much noise on you with the peace and after water? And now the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bring not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So what tree is this? Now the axe is laid unto the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. What trees? You and I. You and I are classified as trees. And if we do not bring forth good fruit, we are going to be cut down, and we're going to cast into the fire on judgment day. Once again, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is not a tree, and it's not a literal fruit. Lucifer is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the fruit that he tempted Eve with was the fruit of fornication. And Eve had relations with Lucifer, and that was the result of Cain. So let us not be deceived into believing lies. Look at what Lucifer did. When Yeshua was tempted, when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was tempted of the devil, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And folks, Lucifer, she's tempting God. He's tempting Jesus, tempting Yeshua. And he's putting doubt in Yeshua's mind. Well, if you're really the Son of God, just command these stones to be turned bread. Let me see. Prove to me that you are the Son of God. So even Lucifer doesn't even know everything. He did not even know. He had doubt in his mind. He wasn't sure. He wasn't sure who Yeshua is. Yeshua was the Son of God. But Lucifer, he was probably driving him bananas. He was probably driving him crazy. And he probably was going crazy because he couldn't make hand with God. But with Yeshua, I said, well, really, if you are really the Son of God, just command his son, and this is how we are to combat the wicked one. He said, but Yeshua answered, said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And then the devil didn't leave it that way. He took him up into the holy city and set him on a high pinnacle of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, there he is again, put in doubt. Really? If you really are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he comes with such gallant deception. He shall give his angels charges concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest he dash your foot against a stone. And Yeshua, this is how we are to learn how to combat the enemy. Yeshua said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He is tempting. And this is how we are to combat. This is how we are to combat the wicked one. We are to come at him with the word of God again. He take him up into an exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said, all these things will I give unto you if you will fall down and worship me. See, Satan wanted to be worshipped as God, but not only that, he didn't stop there. Even though he had a suspicion that Yeshua was God, was the Son of God, he's literally telling Jesus to bow down and worship him, and he will give him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory that comes. Jesus just said, you know what, get the heck behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord, and him only shalt thou serve. And the devil left him. It's the same with when I was in the hospital, and I was just lying there. I was so distraught. I was so upset, and I was afraid. And I was in a darkness. And the tempter, he came to tempt me too. He said, you are defeated. And I said, I know who you are. I know you are. You're an offense to me, and you're an offense to the Lord. And I said, you are the devil. I said, get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense. And I said, I am not. And I said, I am not defeated. And I said, I am not. And I said, I am not defeated. I am victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. Get thee behind me. So, folks, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to just continue to love God, keep his commandments, do his will. Do his will. Love him and keep his commandments. And please do not add to it. Do not take away from it. And do not throw it out. His commandments are not grievous. Please. Jesus Christ is coming soon. And when he comes, he cannot come for people who are rebellious and who are lawbreakers and who don't know how to honor him. If we don't know how to honor him and keep his commandments in this life, then we are not going to do that in the life to come. So love you, and may God keep and strengthen us in Yeshua's name. Amen.